before Pentecost. You really have to have the Holy Ghost with the gift of fortitude, filling, just filling the soul of Peter so that he can have this kind of great sermon. And so St. Peter is preaching, and he's preaching to the Jews. Even he says princes of the people. So he's preaching to the doctors of the law, see the Pharisees, the elders, to preach to the ones, see, that could put him in prison, could apprehend him, could just execute him, and so on. So he's quite fearless now. You could really see that the strength of God is dwelling in his heart. And remember the occasion, it was after the miracle of the man who was crippled at the door, and then St. Peter also invoked the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ on the man. He said, in the name of Asiya, I have nothing to give you, but in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. And the man being was cured instantly. So of course it made just a big stir. People were all, wow, this is a great miracle. And St. Peter was of course asked, and therefore he gave us this answer. See, be it known to all of you that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he goes again, he insists, whom you crucified, and who is now being raised, from the dead, by himself as God, in the Father. So he's raised from the dead, but you crucified him, and now he's in heaven, glorious. By his name, then this man is now sound, has been cured, has been made whole. And he goes and he says, this is the stone that you rejected, you the builders, because as ancients, as the elders of the people, the doctors of the law, you should have realized that this was the Messiah, the Savior, that was all the prophecies about him. And instead you rejected him. He was the cornerstone, the one on which you had to build the edifice of the New Testament, of this new era which was to open. Instead, you rejected him, you crucified him. So he became also like a stone, like a Petrum Scandali, like a chopping stone, a stumbling block, for them. He divided the Jews. Some Jews, went with him, like Nicodemus or Saint Joseph of Arimathea, and of course the apostles and all the ones that will be baptized after Pentecost, 3,000 the first day, 5,000 the second day, and so on. But some others will really refuse to follow him. So that's why I say that there is neither salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name given. And Archbishop Lefebvre, one of his favorite scripture passages, this one, he used to quote that all the time in Econ, remember? And there's no other name given. No Buddha or Krishna or Mohammed or Luther or whatever. No other name but the name of Jesus Christ. And as you know, the Catholic Church is the only church which was founded by our Lord Jesus Christ. I was in Hawaii saying Mass just a week ago for Christmas, and they have a few Catholic churches, but they also have, unfortunately, many other Protestant churches. And sometimes you even see the church with the year of foundation and the person who founded. So they have, this one was just, I was walking, and is this like the church called Door of Faith, founded, whatever, like 1954 by Mildred Smith, you see, some lady that just made up her own church. They're just, therefore it's not the true church. It's founded by some bizarre woman, in just 40 years ago, And she lists herself as the founder of this church. So you see that it's not the true church, but therefore, because there's no other name given to men whereby we must be saved, and therefore the founder of our church must be our Lord Jesus Christ to be the true church. And for us, it is, or the only one, in fact, because our Lord founded the church, you see, on St. Peter, on the first pope. So therefore, you could see as the he's the cornerstone, the one name given to men whereby we must be saved. And it's exactly what we had last Sunday. Remember last Sunday, the Sunday of the Octave, we had the Gospel of Simeon. And what did Simeon say? This child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel. The fall and the resurrection. For a sign that shall be contradicted. See, a sign of contradiction. So some will accept him. Some will be docile to him. Some will want to follow him. But some will reject him. Some will not want to belong to his church. A sign of contradiction set for the fall and for the resurrection of many. So this is our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very clear from what St. Peter tells us, and also from the prophecy of Simeon that we had last Sunday. And the gospel of today is the same as yesterday. Again, connects the first shedding of our Lord's blood as the circumcision and the imposition of his name, Jesus, because Jesus means Savior, and our Lord saves through the redemption, through the shedding of his blood. That's why they have that in the beautiful, we have that in the tract, you see, of the Mass of today. Thy name, O Jesus, is as oil poured out. Oleum effusum. See, oil poured out. Like the blood is poured out on Calvary, and his blood became a medicine. Oil in the old days used to be used as an anointment to cure the wounds. Remember that the Samaritan, when the poor man was wounded, he put oil in his wounds, on his wounds. So oil had been poured out, the precious blood, you see, has been shed for the healing of the wounds that we made to ourselves through our sins. And you know, there's a beautiful, beautiful sermon of Saint Bernard today for the matins. The priests say our breviary, and so we say that this morning, the matins. This is a beautiful sermon. He says that the Holy Name is a light and a food and a medicine. A light, a food, a medicine. A light when it is preached to us, so it enlightens our intellect. It gives us the faith in the Holy Name. Okay, it is a food for our souls. It gives us strength and medicine for our sins. It saves us because he's our Lord, you see, is the Savior. So that's why, because of the importance of the Holy Name, that a special feast day was made today, the feast day of the Holy Name. If one day you go to Italy, in Siena, you have everywhere in the town the monogram of the Holy Name, IHS, Jesus Homo Salvator. Well, see, the monogram of the Holy Name. The whole town, it's a huge town, Siena, is consecrated to the Holy Name because it's the town of Saint Bernardine of Siena. In the 1400s, it's the one who promoted devotion to the Holy Name. And that's when the feast day was. It's a kind of a recent feast day. It's only in the 1400s that the feast of the Holy Name was implemented in Holy Mother Church. So today, therefore, I think we should just continue the same kind of meditations that we had yesterday, the Feast of the Circumcision, to understand how much our Lord is our Savior. And if he is our Savior, well, we have to allow ourselves to be saved by him. He's sort of the physician of our souls. We have to be his patients. So we have to come to him with our wounds, with our miseries, with our illnesses, our spiritual disease, and come to him with humility, with confidence, and ask for his salvation, beg for his compassion, for his pity, for his mercy, so that he can exercise his salvation for our souls. So let us enter, we'll see the feast day into this spirit today through Our Lady's intercession. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.